We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah! Summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, allow me to say good evening to you. And how you being? 6:30 and 20 seconds to go right along with it on a Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Casey Keith, Paulie Rosenberg. They're a little frisky on the other side of the glass, these two gentlemen. 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 1 hour schmooze. That up until the Yankees taking on Kansas City. Pre-game getting underway at 7:35 right here on your fan. New York City. The curse of the Bambino gone. The curse of the Billy Goats. Gone. And then we have the New York Metropolitans. There must be a curse. Their play so perverse. And somebody, of course, please call a nurse. This, my verse. You saw the headline from a few days ago. Why does God hate the New York Metropolitans? And right now, the thought is the Metropolitans are possessed by demons and don't need a manager as much as they do an exorcist. Even Tim Tebow cannot heal this team. Maybe you've heard of the famous author William Peter Blatty. He wrote the book turning into that very famous movie, The Exorcist. There are quotes from the book and movie that gives us the clues that the Metropolitans may be possessed by demons, that there's a curse that needs to be exorcised. And we have three quotes from the book and movie that we think applies to the New York Mets. Number one, what looked like morning was the beginning of an endless night. And you thought that seeing Hansel Robles on the mound last night. And this quote could apply to Metropolitan fans going to pay and see them at City Morgue. You don't blame us for being here, do you? After all, we have no place to go. And incidentally, what an excellent day for an exorcism. And yes, you would think this when you blow 7-1 leads with the DeGrominator on the mound. And number three, another quote from William Peter Blatty, the author of The Exorcist. In forgetting, we are trying to remember. And what Metropolitan fan doesn't want to forget what is and remember what was when hope and belief were big and strong. The curse! It must be exorcised, since it seems every single night we are watching a team bewitched, bothered, bewildered, and beaten. Watching a horror movie marathon on SNY. Watching a team that is scaring all men, women, and children alike.
We may be witnesses to a biblical prophecy come true.
One of the guys said in the dugout, right now it's somebody has pissed off the baseball gods.
I tell you, gentlemen, science has agreed that unless something is done and done quickly, man is the dominant species of life on Earth. Would be extinct.
This one out to left center. Jason Granderson back onto the warning track at the wall. It's out of here.
in one moment of history-making violence. Nature, mad, rampant, wrought its most awesome creation.
Fly ball, center field. Granderson back. Near the wall, looking up, and it's out of here. A 3-1 homer for Yasmani Tomas.
It can be tough, but we don't have a lot of options.
Born in that swirling inferno of dust, where things so horrible, so terrifying, so hideous, there is no word to describe them.
And that ball's gone. Jeff Mathis with his second home run of the season. It's a 5-1 eighth inning for the Diamondbacks, and they have blown the doors off.
By direction of the President of the United States, stay in your homes, I repeat, stay in your homes. To all units, condition red.
That's gone. Unbelievable. This is a complete and utter meltdown by the Mets bullpen on this road trip.
Because every move we make turns out to be the wrong one, no matter what it is.
Here is a wild, headlong flight into terror.
And that'll end it, as their offense went cold and their bullpen imploded again.
And you're losing streak and you're not playing well, and you're getting knocked around pretty good, the sky's falling.
Then expect something that's fiercer, more cruel and deadly than anything that ever walked the earth.
When he appeared last night from the bullpen, the forehead, beads of sweat, the eyes began to water, the left leg began to shake, and we thought we were going to die. Instead, only passing out, Robin with the smelling salts to revive me after seeing Hansel Robles on the mound give up 2.5 home runs. We must not go through this again. We must not. We'll move forward. Tonight, as you know, time to cash in with all the rest you took, or the tanking you did to get as many ping pong Lonzo balls you could get. Thanks to winning 4 meaningless games in their last 9, and of course, losing the tiebreaker with Minnesota, the New York Knickerbockers will have the 7th best odds to land the number 1 pick. And of course, surprise, well, I'm sure that is going to happen. Don't you think so as well? They will either end up with a top 3 choice or a pick somewhere from 7 to 10, because you can't slip more than 3 spots. So, as you know, they have an 18% chance of landing in the top 3. For number 1, it's 5.3%. You've heard enough from the last couple of days, and since they had with the tiebreaker, you know what the chances are with the Knicks. So it's 18%. Of landing in the top 3. For number 1, 5.3%. For number 2, 6%. For number 3, 7%. So, a tad over 18% to land in the top 3. 57%, that is the percentage with the odds of picking number 7. And of course, listen, I mean, they can't go below 10, but would anyone be surprised? And the odds of them going and getting number 10 are 0.01%. So, of course, none of us think that'll happen. By the way, here is something to think about when it comes to the business of the lottery that you might play or the lottery that we will be watching beginning at 8:30 tonight. Something to think about. How come you never see a headline that says psychic wins the lottery? We read in the paper this morning that a psychic thought the New York Knickerbocker chances were good for what, we want to know. And watch, again, as I just alluded to, they'll end up number 10, and there is that 0.01% chance of that. And right now, if you're Casey Keefe on the other side of the glass, how do you feel if you're a Boston Celtic fan? Just almighty on top of the world. They win a Game 7 last night. They're probably going to get, they have a 25% chance, as you know, getting the number 1 pick from the lottery. And then on Wednesday, begin at home, game one for the Eastern Conference Championship against the Cavaliers and the Kang. So Casey didn't want to hear what Ira was telling Mike Francesa earlier today, that it'll probably be a five-game series. A team taking on the Cavaliers that is just happy to be here. Casey will have none of that. We'll probably later on tonight have a chance to get his reaction. But right at the moment, he's feeling, as you can imagine, like the top of the world might feel. All right, 1-877-337-6666.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.